With a brilliant sun and turquoise sea, friendly people, tropical wildlife, and the largest coral reef in the Western Hemisphere, Cancun, Mexico was the gracious host of the 2010 United Nations Climate Change Conference. With dedication and cooperation, distinguished COP16 delegates from over 190 nations worked toward reaching a hopeful accord on ways to mitigate urgent climate change.
Livestock production is yes, it's a very major contribution to greenhouse gas emissions.
In the midst of this two-week summit, a special event on December 5th held at the leading eco-friendly Fairmont Mayakoba Resort Hotel welcomed international dignitaries to join in highlighting the foremost solution to global warming as it celebrated exemplary champions of the planet. Co-hosted by the mayor of Cancun, the Honorable Jaime Hernandez Zaragoza, and the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association, the Greenest Heroes Gala opened with vital messages shared by the esteemed 44th Costa Rican President, Jose Maria Figueres Olsen, and the 7th President of Ireland, Mary Robinson. Gracing this meaningful celebration was special guest of honor, Supreme Master Qinghai, who was personally attending the COP16 summit at the invitation of the Mexican government, meeting with conference delegates and journalists in support of their noble efforts to protect the planet.
During the gala's multi-course vegan banquet, gifted performances unfolded, including songs inspired by Supreme Master Qinghai's poetry that were presented by celebrated artists. These included soprano Lynn Winterstella, accompanied by two-time Grammy Oscar-winning composer David Shire on the piano, legendary Beach Boys founding member Al Jardine, Tony Award-winning vocalist Melba Moore, with songs by two-time Oscar winner Al Kasha, acclaimed soprano Kerry Walsh, award-winning Italian-Mexican singer Philippa Giordano, multi-platinum recording artist Taylor Dane, who has sold over 75 million albums, as well as beautifully attired traditional Mexican dancers and musicians, and vibrant international dances performed by our association members.
The Greenest Heroes Gala was a tribute to all Earth protectors who participate in and promote the compassionate plant-based lifestyle for a more healthful and peaceful world. For their outstanding representation, 8 people were specially honored by Supreme Master Qinghai, Ultraman World Championship athlete and attorney Rich Roll, internationally renowned communication coach Richard Green, best-selling author and speaker Dr. Will Tuttle, 3-time Emmy award-winning filmmaker Carrie Brown, soprano Kerry Walsh, accomplished film producer and former Warner Brothers executive Julie Bergman Sender, and the gala's 2 Masters of Ceremonies, Emmy award-winning filmmaker Lionel Friedberg and actress Mariana Tosca.
The evening also featured the premiere of the book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer, a compilation of Supreme Master Qinghai's messages on the environment, along with the debut of Birds of Paradise, a feature animation based on Supreme Master Qinghai's #1 international best-selling book, The Birds in My Life.
In addition to live coverage, numerous print, radio, and television media reported on the events, highlighting its key themes of veganism and sustainability for an even wider audience. During the gala, Supreme Master Qinghai delivered an elevating speech in which he urged all leaders to adopt benevolent, life-saving policies. She also revealed certain spiritual information for the first time as part of a vital message for all to make wise choices that determine the future of our precious planet.
We can save all that we wanted to save because we have the power.
We now invite you to watch part two of the 10-part series rebroadcast of the grand live event, the Greenest Heroes Gala.
Where great strides to climate change have already been made.
This is something in which we have to exercise personal leadership and personal commitment. Your being here tonight, your activity, su liderazgo, suprema maestra, are already a fine example of that leadership and of stepping forward.
Esta noche es una noche excepcional, una noche de luces, una noche en que la Maestra Suprema, Xinhai, nos ilumina con su presencia y nos motiva con su sabiduría.
Special guest with us this evening is Her Excellency Mary Robinson, a graduate of Harvard Law School. Ms. Robinson was the first woman to hold the office of President of Ireland. She was also the former United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights.
The recipient of numerous awards and honors throughout the world, Mary Robinson is currently the president of Realizing Rights, the Ethical Globalization Initiative. Its mission is to ensure fair and beneficial human rights for people all over the world. Tonight she shares with us some of her thoughts on climate change and its impacts. Please join me in welcoming Her Excellency, Mrs. Robinson.
Buenas tardes, good evening.
Buenas tardes.
Supreme Master Cheng Yai, Honorable Mayor of Cancun, ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy to share a few thoughts with you. I had accepted to give a few remarks, and I'm happy that I do it after another former president, President Figueres of Costa Rica. He comes to the issue of climate change, I think, from a more political perspective. I come to the issue of climate change from a human rights context.
Yes.
In my work for the last 8 years with my colleagues in Realizing Rights, we were working on health issues, we were working on women's leadership in conflict situations, we were working on decent work issues in African countries, and the conversation we were hearing was increasingly about the impact of climate change on subsistence farmers, on indigenous peoples, on poor communities. There were no longer seasons that were predictable. It wasn't possible to know for farmers when they would sow and when they would reap the harvest. The weather changes were becoming ever more threatening to poor communities who don't have insurance. And I learned from some of my friends who actually are here with me this evening. For example, Constance O'Kellett from northern Uganda speaks about the good life that she had in her poor but stable community as she was growing up, because they had food security. They had seasons and they were able to feed their communities, the children went to school, and life was a normal village life. But more recently, that has changed, and changed in a very bad way for the community. Instead of having regular seasons, they now have flooding, and then 8 months of drought, and then flooding again. And the school has been undermined, and the local community. And it is Constance and a group of women who are trying to hold their community together. At first, she told us yesterday at a meeting of women leaders on climate justice, at first she said, we thought it was God who was punishing us. And we wondered why God was punishing us, a poor people in northern Uganda. And then she learned, in fact, through Oxfam, I'm honorary president of Oxfam International, and Oxfam brought her to a meeting to talk as a climate witness about what was happening in her community. And when she described this, she found that, in fact, it wasn't God who was punishing her people. It was, in fact, rich people, people who had profligate lifestyles that were punishing her people. And that is the essence of the idea of climate justice, that there are poor communities all over the world who are in fragile areas and are increasingly finding that their lifestyles are being undermined, food security is much more difficult, and it is because of the way the more developed parts of the world have used the resources of the earth. So it is important, as you know well in this room, that we change our behavior, that we learn to reuse, reduce, recycle, and that we learn how to be better stewards of this earth. So I admire the way in which you are also putting a lot of emphasis on your own lifestyles, what you eat, what you grow, and how you behave. I think we need to have many diverse ways and learn from each other and encourage each other. So I'm delighted that I was able to come here this evening, but I too have to go for urgent reasons to take part in discussions that are ongoing. It's that kind of conference, I'm afraid, as the mayor knows. We are here in Cancun to try to change a very, very important issue. I think the most important human rights issue of this century. To ensure that we get a very good agreement from Cancun. Yes. And I'd like to conclude by paying a tribute to Mexico, to the government of Mexico, which has prepared so well this climate conference, which has an open process for this climate conference. And I'm also very happy that there is the opportunity to bring the voices that need to be heard. Yesterday, in an event which I co-hosted with a number of other organizations, Wangari Maathai of Kenya and her Greenbelt Center, the Nobel Women and Realizing Rights, and the foundation which I have established on climate justice, we brought together grassroots women on climate justice. Tomorrow, with the support of the government, the support of the leadership of Mexico, we will have a meeting of women ministers on climate justice, and we will bring the perspective of poor women and their communities, indigenous women, to women ministers. We could not do that without the support of the government of Mexico. So not only is the conference being well organized, but there is a lot of thought given to the important gender dimensions of climate, which have not been enough part of the previous COPs. So here in COP16, I think we have a chance to really change attitudes, change behavior, and have an outcome which will bring forward this whole debate on climate change. So thank you very much indeed, and enjoy the evening. Thank you.
So much, if I just may say on a personal note, I'm so grateful that there are voices like yours out there who are such so well-spoken and so impassioned as advocates for especially indigenous people. So thank you very, very much, Mary Robinson.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's begin the evening's entertainment. With regard to the arts, performing arts, arts in all its forms, our special guest, as you know tonight, is Supreme Master Ching Hai. She's not only a humanitarian, a best-selling author, and a spiritual teacher, she's also a poet and a very, very fine artist. Her work is so deep and touching that it frequently has inspired composers to adapt her poetry to music. So we have a treat for you tonight.
Wow. Having met you personally, I know that you're very shy and very humble about your poetry. So I would like you to know how very, very grateful we are that your profound poems can be offered to the public at large through songs like this. So our first performance tonight is a song adapted from Supreme Master Ching Hai's tender poem entitled Visiting Me, with a musical score written by the wonderfully gifted David Shire. David has composed prolifically for theater, film, televisions, and recordings. Throughout his outstanding career, he has received international recognition, being honored with 2 Grammy Awards, an Academy Award, multiple Tony and Emmy Awards as well. His extensive list of film scores include the Oscar-winning theme song for Norma Rae, titled It Goes Like It Goes, and the well-known scores for Saturday Night Fever and Francis Ford Coppola's film The Conversation, starring Gene Hackman.
But David's list of achievements is virtually endless. I'm humbled merely to be in his presence. David has composed hundreds of television scores, which have garnered him 5 Emmy nominations. His work includes Sarah, Plain and Tall, starring Glenn Close, Rear Window with Christopher Reeves, and The Woman of Brewster Place with Oprah Winfrey. In theatrical productions, David has multiple Tony-nominated works, including songs that have been sung by the likes of Barbara Streisand, Johnny Mathis, and Vanessa Williams.
Lynn Winterstellar is a gifted soprano singer and talented actress. She has appeared in several musicals, including Richard Maltby Jr. and David Shire's hit musical Closer Than Ever, which ran for an incredible 312 consecutive shows at the Cherry Lane Theater.
For her extraordinary performance, Lynn was nominated for the Drama Desk Award for Outstanding Actress in a Musical. Lynn's debut on Broadway was in Rodgers and Hammerstein's A Grand Night for Singing. She continues her successful career, appearing at prestigious theaters as the Kennedy Center and the Goodspeed Opera House.
Tonight, David Shire and Lynn Winterstellar combine their musical talents to present an original composition based on Supreme Master Ching Hai's poem, Visiting Me. The song will be sung by Lynn, accompanied on the piano by David. And this will be followed by his Academy Award-winning song, It Goes Like It Goes, with music and lyric by him and Norman Gimbel. So please, ladies and gentlemen, will you help us give them a very, very warm round of applause?
Wonderful surprise honor today. The Supreme Master, she made lunch for us. It's very nice. And I know you refer to her as the Supreme Master, but to us, after our lunch and our lovely conversation and meeting you, we are going to call you Mommy Heart. Beautiful. And she's a good cook, too. We are combining, as a surprise to you, a poem that you wrote to David Shire, writing a beautiful song, music that goes with it, for you to enjoy.
I'm embarrassed, but I'm grateful.
Meeting. yesterdays and the rest. We depart at sunrise, return at twilight, sing on full moon nights, chorus on breezy days. Life is an aromatic flower garden. Oh, my.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn and David, for your wonderful talents. This is an absolutely beautiful performance. Thank you so much. It was just gorgeous.
So moving. Thank you both. Your talent is just unlimited.
They are the countrymen of the Secretary General of the United Nations. Okay, so please welcome the Korean group.
Oh,
Amita.
Kamsahamnida.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was absolutely gorgeous.
These are my people, huh?
They are your
Korea,
people.
And
they represent you very, very well.
Of you.
We're all very proud of you. That was really beautiful,
yeah,
colorful, and so
members,
vibrant.
Yeah. I mean, spontaneous and like impromptu almost. So we came here not to dance, actually, just but they like to offer something to Mexico. Yeah. I saw them handing out flyers somewhere on the street yesterday. Yes, in front of the Mesa. These, some of them. Yes.
Homes and in communities, and we can encourage all kinds of changes in reducing, recycling, reusing, and being aware that we have to hand this planet on in good standing to our children's children, and at the moment we're not on course to do that. I think it's important that we all recognize that we need to reduce our consumption of meat and other ways in which we're using up the resources of the planet.
It was an excellent event and we really enjoyed it, and I hope that this type of event can continue and you get a little bit more of spiritual feeling into your life as opposed to a totally materialistic world. I'm quite impressed with what's been stated here, you know, that you have to reduce your dependence on animal diet, and it's very logical that if you want to reduce emissions from methane particularly, that you don't want to be sort of pushing too much on very large production of livestock and then clearing out of forests. I think it's important to instill in the children particularly that there has to be a change in the lifestyle patterns, and I think it's a fairly very healthy way of living.
I was invited, like everyone else, last Tuesday.
We just did it real fast, and a miracle happened. We all just showed up. Cancun? Sure, we'll be there.
I've never been involved in something so exciting. The word that comes to mind is international. It's a fantastic cause, and it's also just fantastic to be a part of all these different cultures and all these different worlds and all these different costumes backstage. And the Japanese garb and the Chinese garb, and it's Korean. It's fantastic. We're having a ball. And we have pop, we have opera, we have all sorts of styles, and the Beach Boys.
With all of the need for leaders around the world,
I was at a conference, the World Climate Summit. Richard Branson and Ted Turner and a bunch of other leaders were there, and I was there to attend and to learn and to network and trying to help figure out how do we communicate that which Supreme Master was talking about. How do we get people to take that step forward, you know, on an individual level, and by, you know, eating more consciously. I applaud Supreme Master for being a real leader on this. So we have the food, we have the technology. We just need to have the political will and to summon up the moral courage to evolve individually and collectively.
The music beautiful, the Supreme Master's beautiful. It was a beautiful experience. I like it too much. I didn't imagine that it was so nice, and I didn't imagine that it was so cruel to kill animals. So I think that I changed my habits. my eating habits.
She's a very impressive lady. I am a Muslim, but I felt that she's bringing in ideas from Buddhism, from Hinduism, from Christianity, Judaism, and provide a common platform with some of her ideas. She's trying to make the world a better place for everybody, and I think that's the way human beings should progress with life.
I love her. I'm calling her Mommy Heart. We had a special treat to meet her. I guess a brunch, and she had us up to her room, and she cooked for us. I mean, it was a spread of food, and there's so much more backstage that she brought and wants everybody to take a bag of food home. So she's quite remarkable. She really is. Mommy Heart, I love you. It was an honor to meet her. My consciousness is elevated. It really is. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep elevating yourself, because as you elevate yourself, you elevate us. And God bless you, and I love you, Mommy Heart. I'll never forget you. I won't forget you. I hope I see you again. I know I'll see you again. There are no coincidences in life.
Be veg, go green, save the planet, please.
It was a joy to have your company today for Supreme Master Television's rebroadcast of the Greenest Heroes Gala. Join us again Monday, March 7th, for part 3 of this spectacular celebration. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for words of wisdom. May we treasure and honor all co-inhabitants with mutual love and respect.
Information concerning the scientific evidence of climate change and its solution is in Supreme Master Qinghai's book, From Crisis to Peace, The Organic Vegan Way is the Answer. Freely available to read at www.crisistopeace.org. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/greenestheroesgala.